Hello, welcome! Season 2, Confessions of an Aging Ingenue. I'm Jenny Tooley, your aging ingenue. I'm so excited that you're here today. Before we jump on into this episode, I wanted to let you know I have made a new treat for you. It's the Interactive Companion Guide for Season 1. Yes, Interactive Companion Guide, Confessions of an Aging Ingenue, Season 1. Jump on over to jennytooley.com to get more information. We're also going to be offering a mentorship program this year, so make sure that you are getting your monthly newsletter so that you can get all the insider tips and info. All right, what you've been waiting for? Here we go. Hey everybody, Jenny Tooley here. Once again, welcome to this week's episode of Confessions of an Aging Ingenue. Well, I gotta tell ya, today I'm outside with this crazy little puppy. Here she goes, clump, clump, clumping down the stairs. It's springtime, so it's a bit chilly outside, but everything's in full bloom, and it's just gorgeous. So, today we embrace imperfection once again, as we do in all episodes, and all things Jenny Tooley. And we've got the old iPhone going, and we're just going to go for this episode. It's going to be about, and this one I wasn't planning on doing until it occurred to me, hey, you need to do that. I'm going to talk today about why and how I created the Confessions of an Aging Ingenue Interactive Companion Guide. So, have I told you about the time that I decided to create a companion guide for my podcast? Hey, I'm going to tell you right now. So, for the last few years, I've been thinking that there is this book that needs to be written. And it was basically going to be called Everything I've Learned So Far. And it's going to be full of everything I've learned so far and the stories that correlate to what I've learned and the tools that I've discovered along the way. At one point, I thought about it being like a daily reader type thing, so that there was one a day. Yeah, I know, you guys. Think about it. 365 days of that. Woo! Let's make something even harder for myself, shall we? So that had been on the back burner. Why? Probably because it was going to be so much work. It was kind of overwhelming. And I think that that's really an important note to make whenever we're in a creative process or any type of process, is sometimes we don't do it, not because we're procrastinating. It might be because it's not the right time. It could be because, well, we're really not into it. It could be because we don't yet have the resources. Or, you know, it might be because the project is too big and it's overwhelming. In that case, we need to break the project down into pieces, right? And do each piece. So that's actually one of the things that we'll be doing in my mentorship program this year, is that the idea is that we're going to complete a project in 6 months, whatever project that is for you. But there are some projects you can't finish in 6 months. And those projects, we're going to complete a piece of it. And by completing a piece of it, we feel really excited and we're able to keep moving forward. So how does that apply to the companion guide? I think it applies because I sat down and I thought, what would be easier for me to do? What would be a more simple approach? Something that I could easily accomplish that also wouldn't cost me a lot of time or money, because I don't have a lot of money. I currently do have quite a bit of time because I don't have a job right now. And this is my job. And as soon as, you know, the money starts kicking in, then I'll be paid more for my job and it'll feel better to me to spend more time being able to commit to a bigger project like the book that I was talking about earlier. But what can I do right now that I could get out into the world and it would be of service to other people? It would be, you know, a source of income for me, and it would be something really cool. And how did that happen? I think it's because I was talking to a friend one day and we're talking about podcasts, and it just occurred to me something. It really just popped into my mind, just popped into my head, this idea of a companion guide. And I really don't know how the transcript part of this came into play. I think I was wanting to transcribe the episodes for some other reason. Menopause brain strikes again. Yeah, I think this is just where it just started percolating. And sometimes in that percolation stage, you really don't have an intellect. It's just something that's bubbling up and happening. So the idea popped in my mind. I had a literal visual of what this thing looked like and what it felt like. And then it just occurred to me, oh, well, let's just have somebody, myself or somebody else, transcribe season number one of Confessions of an Aging Ingenue. And at that point, I thought, okay, yeah, okay, that is your copy. That is the content of your book. Why would I want to sit down and rewrite all of that? The stories are already there, right? Why don't we just take the transcripts and put them in a book and make a book out of it? So we started doing that. I found somebody to help me with doing the transcripts and got that piece going. Always good to have somebody helping you out, because some of that admin stuff can just be, again, overwhelming and make you want to stop. So I found a woman who likes transcribing, and she's transcribing, and my brain is working, and it pops into my head, oh, wait a second. So we have these transcripts, and what? Like, why? Why do we care? And then it started unfolding in my head that we would have something to interact with. Because what happens when you listen to a podcast? What happens when you're listening right now? You get ideas, right? And maybe if you're in a good place and a good time, you write down what you heard. Maybe you have a little journal that you keep or something. Or maybe you're like me and you don't. You just hear it and you go, oh yeah. And in that fleeting moment, it resonates with you. And you learn something. And it might have like integrated somehow into your psyche in a deep way. Or it might just be flashing. And in the future, you kind of wish that you had spent a little more time with that idea or that story that somebody told, because it was really useful to you and you just didn't know it yet. So, yeah. So what could you do? What could we do? We could make a journal. And then I just started thinking, ugh, journals, yuck. Who wants to journal more? Well, some people do. So yeah, okay, so the people that want to journal can journal. People that want to draw, they could draw. People who just want to highlight things could highlight things. People who want to, I don't know, sing about it could sing about it. So that, hello. So that is where we, sorry, neighbor was walking by with their dog and Miss Nettie said hello. So that is where we started getting into this more interactive idea with this companion guide. And then it really literally just flooded my mind that I would provide transcripts of the episode so that people could revisit it. They'd have it in front of them. Not only would they have an audio version, because we all learn differently, right? Some people learn through audio, some people learn visually. I truly believe that I grab onto different things in different ways. So if I hear something, I might grab onto one thing. And if I see it and read it, I'm going to grab onto something else. So in this way, we have the audio from the episode of the podcast, and we have the transcript, which is the visual. And within the transcript, I'm really uncomfortable writing in books. I know a lot of people in recovery circles, they have their like daily reader book, and they've had it for decades, and it's just been written in, and all these notes and underlined things. And I'm not that person. For some reason, I do not feel okay about writing in my book. So what I wanted to do was give people permission that this book was really for that. That you're supposed to. Like, there are no rules. All these rules that we have are getting thrown out. You can write in this book. You can underline. You can highlight. So people who like to highlight can highlight. People who like to journal can journal. People who don't like what I have to say at all can just scribble it out. It's yours, right? It's your journey. That's the idea. I'm there co-creating a journey with you. And at the end of it, we're going to get somewhere. I'm not going to tell you where because I'm not you. You're going to find out, right? So that's basically how this idea came out. I also wanted people to be able to express themselves. So there's a page where you can express yourself. I really believe strongly in the power of mantras and affirmations. I recently realized, though, that they do not work for me unless they really, really resonate. And if somebody gives me one, it might or might not work for me. But if I make one, it does work for me because it's in my words and it's like the core of my problem, and it's my language. So I have, after each episode, there's a little guide to help build a mantra or an affirmation about something that came to you during the episode. We do celebrations and gratitude in this book as well. So it's just a lot of fun, and I think it's a great, I haven't honestly seen anything quite like this before. And I think it's just a really great, additive piece to go along with the podcast. Now, as I was doing this, I was thinking about, I really wanted people to hold this in their hands. I know not everybody wants to hold it in their hands. So some people are going to just want to be digital, and that's cool. But I really like tactile things. So I'm going to have it printed. And then it just occurred to me that I wanted to have all these other things that went with it, like gold stars and stickers and pens and just all those things that my 13-year-old really would enjoy. When I was 13, my dad's secretary, Sandra, gave me this cigar box full of stickers, packed with stickers. I loved it. And then she gave me all these other little things. And nobody else had given me some of these other little things. And I just felt so special. And that's what I want people to feel like, that you've been gifted something really special. So for those of you who are into that, I'm offering this bundle. And I went and did some research, actually did a lot of research and shopping to find things I could include in the bundle that I thought would be fun and neat and additive to the experience. So we got glitter pens because people in my creative bubbles, we had this fun little joke about glitter pens with an exclamation point. Highlighters, affirmation stickers. I'm even including some tea. There are these little tea bags that each have a really lovely encouragement quote on them. They're all different. And chocolates. Of course, who doesn't want chocolates? Yum! And these little pins. You'll see them. And then this is all going to be bundled by me into a little package and going to be sent off to you. And I just thought, that's so cool. So that's how that came about. And I'm very excited about it. it's taking time to get everything together. There's some, you know, I really thought I'd have it done by now, but other things have taken precedence, or like the illustrator I wanted to use was out for several weeks, so we had to wait for her to come back because it's going to be illustrated as well, which is totally cool. And just, you know, it's creative process, and creative processes don't always go on schedule. They go on the schedule they need to be on, but not always mine. So I'm excited about the Confessions of an Aging Ingenue interactive companion guide. And I'm really excited too, if I could ever name things in a shorter way. So there you have it. If you have any questions, let me know. I'd love to field them. If you have any responses to the podcast episodes, whether it's season one or season two, please, please reach out. Comment on social. You can find me through my website and all other places. And subscribe, like, do all the good stuff. Rate us, review us. Yay! And oh yeah, go out and order your own personalized version of the Confessions of an Aging Ingenue interactive companion guide. All right, until next time, love ya.
Thank you so much for listening today. I'm so glad to have you with me. Ooh, if something resonated with you, I sure hope that you'll take that and expand on it in your own life. Maybe you can apply it to something that's going on with you right now. If you really want to get in on the good magic, I'd head over to jennytooley.com and grab up an interactive companion guide for season one and check out the mentorship program, because that's where the magic's gonna happen. All right, subscribe, join, yay, love you.